left.
That's number 80, Garrett Nix, a 6-foot junior tight end. Receiver on to the right, now in motion. That's McKay Jones, and now it's a handoff to number 28, Brendan Harper. And he gets a first down. Good looking run there, out about 13 yards, out to the 38 yard line. First and 10, move the chains. Caught Harper, reach off guard.
They did a little bit. Aaron Ginther made the tackle there, but they brought him, brought a motion guy across the radio there, and it freed up a little room on that right side where he left for the running back to take off, and he took advantage of it.
This whole series between USA and Harbor Reach has had very few blowouts in the series. Of the 39 games played, only 9 have resulted in shutouts. First and 10. The handoff to number 25, Tim Zub, to the left side, caught in the backfield by about a yard by the Harbor Reach defense. Number 40, Kyle Kramer, there to meet him. And now second and 11 coming up for USA.
Coach Shelkey loves Kyle Kramer out there. That guy is all over the field. He plays on the defensive line on the far side, but he's making tackles on the other side of the field. The guy is just a ball hawk.
Second and 11 from the 38-yard line. USA right to left across the radio, coming out in the pistol formation. Receiver wide each way. Peachy back to pass, passing to his right is complete to number 88, Dan Rick at the 50. He rolls into Harbor Reach territory to the 43, out of bounds right there. It's going to be a first down, about a gain of 18 yards on the pass from Jake Peachy. Moves the chains one more time for USA.
And he hits his favorite tight end there, senior Dan Rick, number 88. Got the better side of number 2, Travis Essmakers, in coverage this time. Rick should be able to take advantage of that situation right now with bigger size. So Travis Essmakers have to use his speed and his ability to read the ball and knock it down.
That's Jake Beachy. He's 1 for 2 on the night. His first one is for an interception. This was a handoff to number 16, McKay Jones, at Meatpool. Rolling out to the left side, out to the 36-yard line. Gain of about 6 yards, and it's the end of the first quarter. So after one, it's Harbor Reach 20, USA nothing. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school football.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
The first play of the second quarter is a handoff to Tim Zub right up the middle. And it's about a gain of 3. Now brings up 3rd and 4 for USA. Out to the 37-yard line of Harbor Reach territory. Moving the ball very well in this drive, Dave.
Yeah, so far, 2, 3, 4 yards of play and then right over the top to the tight end. And that's what they're going to have to do to keep this Harbor Reach defense honest. Otherwise, they're going to keep guessing, running, and blowing plays up.
3rd and 4 for USA. Coming out of a wing tee to the left is a handoff right up the middle. Now rolling out to the right side is number 28, Brandon Harper. He has the first down by about 4 yards. Finally brought down across the 30 to the 28-yard line. Moves the chains. It's a gain of 8. And 1st and 10, more importantly, for the USA Patriots.
The junior defensive back, Eli Kraft, made the tackle.
11-11 remains in the first half. It's USA 0, Harbor Reach 20, but USA surging to start the second quarter. 1st and 10 at the Harbor Reach 28-yard line.
They found another formation here that's working pretty good. It's a different version of the wing tee where they bring a receiver in motion across the screen, and he fakes a direct snap to him each time. So maybe once this game you're going to see him actually take that ball around the end, but until now, they're just going to run it to the running back.
Peachy back to pass, flings it out there towards the end zone, double coverage, and falls in, was intended for number 16, McKay Jones, falls incomplete. Two black jerseys were to meet it as well, and it goes out of bounds, incomplete pass.
He lobbed that ball a little bit too high up in the air, a little too late. He gave time for the safety, Eli Kraft, come over and help Travis Essmaker, who had good coverage already. Ended up going through Eli Kraft's hands as he tried to make an incredible interception and keep the toes in bounds. But otherwise, a nice defensive play there by Harbor Beach. And that's still USA keeping Harbor Beach honest on defense, putting the ball in the air.
That same formation, a little bit of a wing tee to the left out of the pistol, is a handoff to number 27, Gangler, rolling to his left and in between the hash marks out to about the 27, gain of a yard. Brings up third and nine for USA. After an incomplete pass, now a one-yard gain, faced with a third and nine.
Yeah, a little draw there, draw play there from USA out of the shotgun and trying to catch Harbor Beach in a pass defense on second long. Number 56, Justin Lasuski, the senior, not fooled at all.
USA really talking this one over. Jake Beachy just came back to the sidelines, talking with his head coach, Jason Beagle. 9:55 left in the first half. They trail 20-0 to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach came out firing, but here comes USA, slowly grinding this one out in the second quarter, and on the verge of scoring if they complete on this third down. It's a pass to the right side, overthrows his intended receiver, number 88, Dan Rick, down to the 15-yard line. That was a bullet going to the near sideline.
It was. Unfortunately, the ball was out of his reach and too close to the sideline. Good coverage there again by number two, Travis Essmaker.
Fourth and nine now for the USA Patriots on their own 20, on the Harbor Beach 27-yard line. They're going to be going for it. A little bit of awkward territory. Can't punt. You can't obviously go for the field goal.
Well, that's
unless you have Nick Heslett on your team.
Right. Unfortunately, that's why I disagree with that play call, because if you know you're going to go for it on fourth down, get three or four and make that fourth down manageable.
Same formation, receiver wide each way, each in the shotgun, and we have a flag coming out, and it's a false start against USA. So instead of a fourth and nine, a fourth and 14, and pushing them all the way back to the 33-yard line.
Okay, and now you're borderline punting the ball again here. So look for USA, if they don't punt it, to lob a ball downfield again, and maybe a guy like Rick make a big play.
Third and or fourth and 13 from the 33 of Harbor Beach's territory. USA, after moving the ball very well across midfield into Harbor Beach territory, starting to stall out, have fourth down here. Beachy rolls to his left, back to pass. This one's off and goes incomplete, but we have a flag. Look at a collision at the 20-yard line between number 80, as number 80 is the Garrett Nitz and his defender, and they're going to call a pass interference against Harbor Beach, so USA continues their drive with a pass interference call and a well-deserved pass interference call.
Yeah, Kraft bit on the pass, watching the eyes of the quarterback like you're supposed to do. Unfortunately, he ran into the offensive player, Nitz, right before the ball got there, so an easy call for the Stripes and an automatic first down for USA.
The officials now moving the ball from the 33-yard line into the 17-yard line. That's a 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down. So USA's drive stays alive. No matter how they do it, doesn't matter. 9.5 left before halftime. And now deeper in Harbor Beach territory, the 18-yard line is USA. Rolling, passing to his right is Dan Rick in a little bit of a screen pass. It was a pass at his ankle, so Dan Rick had to dive for it. It is complete at the 18. No gain on the play. Maybe, actually, it's not a loss of a yard, maybe two, back to the 20-yard line, according to his knees being down. And now second and 12, a loss of two on the screen pass.
Yeah, I'm thinking it would have been a better idea just to let that thing go. Second and 10 sounds a little better than second and 12 right now.
He's due for five for 16 yards and one interception. Jake Beachy for USA tonight. 9 minutes left, trailing 20-0 to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach scored all their points in the first quarter. Back in the T formation. It's a handoff to McKay Jones to the left side. Harbor Beach is swarming, but McKay Jones gets about 4 yards before all said and done. Out to the 16-yard line. First down marker is way down at the 8-yard line. They're at the 16, so it's going to be 3rd and 9, 3rd and 8, somewhere around there.